And greetings, friends. Welcome to Tomorrow's World, where we give you powerful insights into today's news and the prophecies of tomorrow's world. My friends, this world is about to blow itself up. Absolutely horrible events are occurring in the Middle East, in Africa, in North Korea, and elsewhere. Most of us don't like to concentrate on all these events at once, but put together, they spell out an ominous future for this present world. The Iranians are regularly burning American flags and yelling, "Death to America." The Iranians continue to work on their atomic bomb, and no one has yet stopped them. Meanwhile, Iraq is now getting into a full-scale civil war. Western-style democracy will not be the future for Iraq. Also, my friends, North Korea is developing powerful missiles which could reach the United States and Canada. They, too, are quietly pursuing their atomic bomb, and no one is stopping them. What is the only genuine solution to these growing crises? Stay tuned. My friends, if there is a real God who has created mankind in His own image, then that great God is bound to intervene in human affairs. In fact, that very intervention is one of the main things Jesus Christ told us to watch for and to pray for. Turn with me to Matthew 6 and verse 9 in your Bible. Go get a Bible if you have one. Check up on me. Prove these things. I don't ask you to believe me. I ask you to believe what you see in the pages of your Bible. Turn to Matthew chapter 6 and verse 9. And we'll begin reading here. This is in the Sermon on the Mount and is what we call the Lord's Prayer. Matthew 6 and verse 9. And notice what Jesus taught. In this manner, He said, "Pray, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be Your name. May Your kingdom come, Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." Notice we're to pray for God's kingdom to come. It is not here now. It is going to come when Christ comes back again. So we have to think about that. Christ told us to pray for that. Picture the Mount of Olives from which Jesus ascended to heaven, and that's where He's going to come back again. Notice now Matthew 24, and Jesus, of course, gave us some information right from the Mount of Olives, as you read in the first few verses. And then in verse 3, Matthew 24, 3, as Jesus sat on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to Him privately saying, "Tell us, when will these things be, and what will be the sign of Your coming and of the end of the age?" And Jesus answered and said, "Take heed that no one deceives you." He began to warn them, as you'll see these verses, about false prophets, about wars, and finally world wars. And in verse 7, "For nation will rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines, lack of food, frankly, all over vast portions of this earth, and it's going to affect the United States and Canada and Britain, as we will see. And there will be pestilences," that means disease epidemics, "and earthquakes in various places. All these are the beginning of sorrows." Yes, these are the things that are going to begin to happen, and we need to understand. Then He said in verse 15, "Therefore, when you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet," spoken of a number of times, frankly, in the book of Daniel, a tremendous abomination, a terrible pagan statue put right in God's holy place, "when you see it standing in the holy place, whoever reads, let him understand. Then let those in Judea flee." And notice now verse 20, "And pray that your flight," God's true people, "will be taken to a place of safety on this earth," not up in heaven, "but pray that your flight may not be in the winter or on the Sabbath. For then will be great tribulation, such as has not been since the beginning of the world until this time, no nor ever shall be. And unless those days were shortened, no flesh would be saved." all human beings would be blotted off this earth unless God Almighty intervenes. Think about that. That is prophesied to happen by Jesus the Christ. He tells us that. Notice down in verse 42, "Watch therefore, for you do not know what hour your Lord is coming." So we're to watch for these things. They are going to happen in a certain order, and I'm going to give you that order pretty soon in more great detail. Think about that. We're to watch and understand these events that are happening all around us, in Europe, in the Middle East, in the Far East, everywhere. They're all beginning to come together right now, my friends, and we need to understand. Notice back here in verse 30 or verse 29, he says, "Immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun will be darkened, the moon will not give its light. Heavenly signs will take place, and the stars will fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in heaven, and all the tribes of the earth will mourn when they see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory." Christ is coming back to save this world from destroying itself. "And he will send his angels with the great sound of a trumpet, and they will gather together his elect from the four winds." They're not winds up in heaven, but they're winds on this earth. "From the four winds and from one end of heaven to the other." Where's Christ going to be after he returns? Revelation 11, my friends, and verse 15. It shows here these terrible trumpets, plagues that are going to sound, called trumpet plagues. And then in verse 15, "Then the seventh angel sounded, the final one, and there were loud voices in heaven saying, the kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he, Christ, shall reign forever and ever." Where is he going to reign? He's going to reign on this earth. Notice back in Revelation 5, and the prayer of the saints is described in verse 8, and they sang a new song, Revelation 5, verse 9. "You're worthy to take the scroll, to open its seals, for you were slain and have redeemed us to our God by your blood." Christ has redeemed us, all of his saints, out of every tribe and tongue and people and nation, and have made us kings and priests to our God, and we shall reign on the earth. For that will be the only real solution, Christ coming to mankind's problem. And it really is going to happen, my friends. It is real, and it's going to affect your life more than you can begin to imagine. Think about the enormous suffering in Darfur. Think about the enormous suffering in the Congo with people being butchered and raped and mutilated there. God's going to stop that. Hundreds of thousands more are literally starving to death, my friends. And other diseases, of course, are affecting people, and these plagues are going to get worse. These are our fellow human beings, made in the image of the great God. God is concerned. We need to be concerned. We need to pray, "Thy kingdom come," and we need to watch these events as our British descended and American peoples descend into spiritual anarchy. We are also going to need Christ's righteous government on this earth more than many of us can even imagine at this time. Turn to Romans, the 8th chapter, if you would. Romans 8, it gives us a little bit of the picture here from God's point of view about what we ought to be concerned with. Romans chapter 8 in your Bible, beginning in verse 16. "The Spirit bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God, and if children, then heirs of God." We're heirs. We're not yet possessors of God's kingdom, but we're heirs of it. "And joint heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together." If you learn to give your life to the true God of the Bible, you're going to be glorified someday, and you're going to have power and beauty and opportunity to help straighten out the mess on this earth far beyond your present imagination, my friends. It's going to be awesome, and we're going to be glorified with Christ. "For I consider that the sufferings of this present time," and we're going to go through them, and we're going to go through them, "but the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared to the glory that will be revealed in us." It doesn't say to us, but in us, as we are resurrected with magnificent spirit bodies. "For the earnest expectation of the creation eagerly waits for the revealing of the sons of God. We're going to be spirit sons of God in His kingdom in the resurrection if we're walking with God now. For the creation was subjected to futility. This whole creation tearing itself apart. And mankind's sins bringing on, of course, the death of all kinds of plants and animal species all over the world. And they're talking about global warming. They're talking about air pollution, water pollution, food pollution. Mankind is making a mess of the beautiful earth that God gave us. And the creation is literally groaning, subjected to futility, but because of Him who subjected it in hope. Because the creation itself will be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. Notice verse 22. For we know that the whole creation groans. These species of birds and plants and fish that are being destroyed. Figuratively, the creation is groaning because of what man is doing. They're not turning to God. They're not walking God's ways at all. And these things are being brought upon us because of our own sins and labors with birth pangs even until now. That is happening. Does your spirit groan with concern for this confused and this suffering world? I hope it does. Do you know how to watch the key prophetic events and to understand where these events are really leading, my friends? At this point, I want to offer you a free copy of one of the most helpful and vital booklets we have ever published. This booklet, 14 Signs Announcing Christ's Return, will be sent absolutely free upon your request. This booklet, 14 Signs Announcing Christ's Return, will give you specific events to watch for leading right up to Christ's second coming. It is thorough. It is specific. So call now. Request your free copy of 14 Signs Announcing Christ's Return. It will be sent absolutely free and postpaid. Call right now.
This informative booklet is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. If you call this toll-free number, 1-800-718-4800. That number once again is 1-800-718-4800. Call now. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 3800, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insights on today's important issues. Tomorrow's World magazine keeps you up to date with world trends, Bible prophecy, and the very meaning of life itself. Tomorrow's World. Call now.
Now back to our topic, my friends, Jesus' command to watch. My friends, as you literally see on television news the people suffering and starving all over this world, and as you see and hear about the coming danger to all of us from events in the Middle East, the inspired prophecies of the Bible should really come alive. Perhaps you realize that no other book except the Holy Bible gives you detailed prophecies affecting the major cities and the major nations of this world. Think about that. There are other books, religious books, they don't give such prophecies. Only this book does, and this book goes in detail when you understand it. And you're going to get a lot of that in this book that we've just advertised to you. It's free. You need to understand there is a real God. Let these people tell you there's no real God. Don't let these people make fun of the Bible. This is it. This is a revelation from your Creator who gives you life and breath. So we all need to pay attention and to watch as Jesus Christ commanded. And we need to understand that the Holy Bible is the mind of God. It reveals the way God is. It reveals the way God thinks. Turn with me to 2 Timothy chapter 3 and beginning in verse 16. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God. That literally means in the Greek, God breathed. It came right out from God. No, it's not just a general idea of some great power or some essence of good off in the sky somewhere. It's the revelation from the spirit personality who created your mind. and my mind. And he is telling us what's going to happen. He's telling us how to live. He's telling us the ultimate goal we should aim for. He's telling us how to get there. So the God inspired the Bible and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. Turn with me, if you have your Bible again, and see what God says. See what the God of our ancestors told them and how it applies to us today, because it certainly does. He said, if you walk in my statutes, verse 3, and keep my commandments and perform them, he describes all these wonderful things that would be given. I'll give you rain in due season, you'll dwell safely, and so on. But beginning in verse 14, but if you do not obey me and do not observe all these commandments, and if you despise, notice that, despise my statutes, or if your soul abhors my judgments, so that you do not perform all my commandments, but break my covenant. We're getting more and more into wife swapping and every other kind of rottenness that God looks down on, and adultery and fornication and so on. We're turning more and more to violence and crime and murder and cheating and robbing and lying and cursing God's name and trying to get rid of the God of the Bible. We do as a nation despise his statutes. And so what does God say is going to happen to people, the peoples of Israel, particularly he's been dealing with, who do that? He said, but you break my covenant. He said, then I will appoint terror over you. Verse 16, that's the very first thing the great God tells us. Think about it. Read this. Pray about it. I will appoint terror over you. Wasting disease, one of the greatest wasting diseases that's ever hit mankind, is AIDS. And it started right in our midst because of the terrible perversions and sins of a whole class of people. And most of you realize that. And we've not repudiated that. We try to entertain that and think it's not too bad. God condemns that way of life. He says, I will appoint this wasting disease and fever which shall consume the eyes and cause sorrow of heart. And you shall sow your seed in vain, for your enemies shall eat it. I will set my face against you, and you shall be defeated by your enemies. Those who hate you will reign over you. That is going to begin to happen here and there. Certain classes are going to rise up even in the United States, and they're already talking about it, and take part of our country back. Others have already taken over other parts of the former British Empire, and it's gone. It's not coming back, my friends, until Christ returns. And you shall flee when no one pursues. And after this, if you do not obey me, then I'll punish you seven times or sevenfold more for your sins. I will break the pride of your power. Note that terrors come first. Understand, God knows what was going to happen. He prophesied it. It is beginning to happen. And never forget, my friends, that the first enormous act of terrorism was on September 11th, 2001, 9/11 as we call it. This massive attack on the World Trade Center and the Pentagon was just the beginning, not the end, just the beginning. And unless we truly repent of our vile practices in America and Britain, many more such incidents will occur. God help us to listen. God help us to repent as a people and turn back to the God of the Bible, the true God, the God of creation. Notice now Luke 21. Here is Jesus' Olivet prophecy as Luke records it. And I'm going to cover just a couple aspects of it here, and then we'll come back again later. Luke chapter 21, beginning in verse 7. The disciples asked Jesus, saying, Teacher, when will these things be? And what will be the sign when these things are about to take place? And again, he said, take heed that you're not deceived. He talked here, and he talked back in Matthew's account about many being deceived. Not a few oddballs, but frankly, the majority of human beings are deceived. God talks about Satan the devil who deceives the whole world. Revelation chapter 12 and verse 9, the whole world. And again, God shows this world as a whole is going to be deceived. So he warns first about false prophets, because when these false teachers, these false preachers come along, cut people off from the true God, then what happens? Everything else goes with the board. Everything else turns wrong. They do not have the fear of God. They don't obey His commandments. They don't do what He says. They get into their own ideas, their own lifestyle, their own imaginations. And then God has to intervene. And so He comes here that there's going to be wars and world wars. And then He says in verse 11, there will be great earthquakes. Here Luke calls it great, not small earthquakes. The biggest earthquakes in earth history are just ahead. Understand. And they're going to happen in various places. And famines and disease epidemics, pestilences are going to be awful. And there will be fearful sights and great signs from heaven. And brethren, please understand, my friends, that this term, great signs, is translated, or these fearful signs can be translated, terrors. And again, some translations have that, and the scholars know that. It can involve terrorist acts. Again, notice the sequence of events in Matthew 24. The sequence, and here is something we need to really watch, the sequence of events that are just ahead. Let's turn back to Matthew 24 now, if you would, and let's notice how Jesus gave this sequence of events, and they go right down the line. First of all, notice these specific things that are going to happen in order. First of all, false prophet, as you read through this. False teachers, false ministers. Secondly, wars and world wars. Thirdly, famines. Lack of food all over the earth, and particularly in our nations, when you understand other prophecies, which you get, we give you information about in our magazines and booklets. Then disease epidemics, terrible plagues, disease epidemics. Then earthquakes, and then terrors, as Luke 21 describes them, terrorism. And then, finally, a lawless society, as is described clearly in Matthew 24 and verse 12, where He says, and because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will wax cold. Is He talking about traffic laws? Back then when these things were written, they just had donkeys and ox carts. No, He's talking about God's laws being broken. He's talking about the Ten Commandments being made fun of. He's talking about preachers who say the Ten Commandments are done away. And a lawless society develops, sometimes calling itself Christian, and yet turning away from God's laws. And then in verse 15, He says, therefore, when you see the abomination of desolation standing in the holy place, then that terrible thing is going to happen. And that's the last great sign just before the tribulation begins. My friends, these are just a few of the 14 signs that we describe in this powerful booklet. This eye-opening booklet, 14 signs announcing Christ's return. You truly need this powerful booklet, and it will be sent absolutely free upon your request. This booklet, 14 signs announcing Christ's return, will give you specific events to watch for leading right up to Christ's second coming. It is thorough, it is specific. 14 signs announcing Christ's return will make your newspaper and television viewing come alive. As we've explained, write for this booklet. Call today. Just ask for 14 signs. That's all you need.
This informative booklet is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. If you call this toll-free number, 1-800-718-4800. That number once again is 1-800-718-4800. Call now. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 3800, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insights on today's important issues. Tomorrow's World magazine keeps you up to date with world trends, Bible prophecy, and the very meaning of life itself. Tomorrow's World. Call now.
Finally, my friends, turn again to Jesus' prophecy in Luke 21. Let's turn to this prophetic sequence He gives in Luke 21, which I've described. And here in verse 25, He says there will be signs in the sun and the moon and the stars and on the earth distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring. Yes, we're going to have terrible earthquakes, terrible tsunamis, all kinds of things, awful hurricanes and upsets in the weather, men's hearts failing them from fear and the expectation of those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of the heaven will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming. All of this leads right up to the second coming of Christ as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Thank God, He's the one to solve these problems, and we need to watch these events to understand the power of God and how these things are working out. So He's going to come again, and they will see Him coming with power and great glory. Are you to be terrified every day about it? If you learn to give your life to God and walk with God, you don't have to be terrified. Notice verse 28. Now when these things begin to happen, look up and lift up your heads, because your redemption is near. Christ is just about to come as you see these things continue. Watch and be encouraged as you watch. Understand the great purpose of the great God and how these things are working out. Turn now to verse 36. Jesus said, as He winds up this whole sequence, "Watch therefore and pray always that you may be counted worthy to escape all these things." There is a way to escape if you surrender to God. Escape all these things that will come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. So we're commanded by Christ to watch. Watch world events. Get involved. Be aware that these final events are happening and be aware of where they're leading. Again, you need this booklet, 14 Signs, to help you watch. And you need to earnestly pray that God will open your mind and open your heart and guide you and protect you, my friends, in these final days. May the God of the Bible help you to understand and to act. And tune in every week to Tomorrow's World. On this program, you will gain precious information and insights available nowhere else. Richard Ames and I will give you understanding of current events and of the exciting prophecies of tomorrow's world. See you right here next week.
This informative booklet is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. If you call this toll-free number, 1-800-718-4800. That number once again is 1-800-718-4800. Call now. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 3800, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227. To view today's program, order the free literature offered, or for more information on today's vital subject, visit us online at www.tomorrowsworld.org. Expressed on this program do not necessarily reflect those of this station. The preceding program is produced by the Living Church of God.